Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, today on the Scoot on the Air calendar, we wish a happy birthday to Beyonce. Beyonce, 44 years old today. All right, this is a new feature on our show. Kevin Todd is the president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Their phone number is 888-320-5717. 888-320-5717.
And 517.
What? Oh, 517?
No, 888-320-7517.
Wait, I got somebody gave me the wrong number. Okay, it's 888-320-7517. 7517. Okay, I'm glad we corrected it live on the air. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Scoot, how are you, my man?
Look, I'm great. I've been excited all afternoon to talk to you because last year on Thursday Night Football, you went 13-3. That's pretty amazing.
Yep, and it was all documented right there on the website, 13-3. And let me tell you right now, everyone that's listening to your show right now, Scoot, we have one of the biggest games going on, our biggest rivalry. We have Dallas at Philly. I'm going to give this selection to all your listeners absolutely free, Scoot. All they need to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's matchup, Dallas at Philly, absolutely free, because I want to earn the business of all your listeners before I even think about dime one. In fact, Scoot, I want to put money in their pocket first.
Look, that's awesome. And what I also love is that sportsbrokers.com turns outcomes into incomes.
That's correct. Anytime there's an outcome in any sporting event, it's an income in the pocket of every one of my clients. And let me tell you, folks, when it comes to sports wagering, you got to believe me, less games, more money. There's no reason to go out and bet five or six games on a Saturday or five or six games on a Sunday. Let's say you're betting $100 a game. Why not bet one game for $500? Win and quit. That's treating it like a business. Anything else is gambling, folks. All these places, they give you like the 25% boost or the 50% boost on parlays because they know it's hard enough to win one game, so they're letting you try to win two games. And the matter of fact, believe it or not, Scoot, the odds makers, they already know what the public's going to bet, believe it or not, because the public bets on how teams play the previous week. That's the public perception. They bet on teams that play good, and they play on teams that play bad. You can't do that, folks. They set the line on the public perception. That's why guys like me come in, we break these games down, and we find the best games possible for my clients each and every week. And like I said, folks, tonight's matchup is free on me. Free. It's costing you nothing. I'm putting money in your pocket first. All you have to do is dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
All right, Kevin, tell us in just a moment, tell us how the odds makers set the line, because this is going to be fascinating for a lot of people.
Well, like I said before, they set the line on the public perception. Let's take a look at some of these games last week. Everyone saw that, and we'll go for college. We'll start in college. Everyone saw that Alabama played really horrible as a 14-point favorite against FSU. So now everyone's going to say to themselves, well, Alabama's not that good. They're horrible, and the odds makers know that. So they're setting the line as a trap so everyone will go opposite of Alabama. And now they're going to inflate the line for FSU because everyone saw FSU play so well. They're now their top 14. In years, it's been a long time since they've broken the top 14, so now they're going to inflate that line. That's how they set the lines. It's on the public perception, because let's face it, Scoot, Vegas wasn't built on winners, and every year there's a new hotel being built there.
Yeah. Kevin, are there certain teams in college and the NFL that are consistently better to bet on than other teams?
Well, let's not say there's better teams to bet on than others. Let's just say a lot of the odds makers know which teams are always being bet on, like the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Texas. Those are just three teams in college. In the NFL, they bet the Eagles. They bet Kansas City. They bet Baltimore. They bet Buffalo. They inflate the lines for the good teams. That's exactly what they do in the odds makers, because they know the publics are going to bet them. Sometimes, when if you remember a few years ago, didn't matter what the line was in Kansas City. The odds makers were just making it 1 or 2 points more each and every week, and Kansas City covered. They got destroyed on Kansas City a few years ago. But now, they get adjusted. They're getting older. They were exposed last year in the Super Bowl. The easiest way to beat Kansas City now is if you could get a four-man rush on Patrick Mahomes, you can beat them. So, yes, it is set like that, and that's how the odds makers look at it.
All right, so, Kevin, you know, this is free tonight by calling 888-320-7517. It's a free bet tonight. You can get this free, but through the season, you're going to give people what you believe are going to be some really sure bets.
Well, I'm going to do best I can. I'm going to give you every single week I come in here. I'm just not going to come in here and sell myself. I'm going to give you a free play to your listeners each and every week, which is my own personal opinion, folks. It's not the games that I give out to my clients. You want a game tonight that I was 13-3 on Thursday night, you pick up the phone, you dial 888-320-7517, or you can go to my website, you could buy picks. You can opt in. You can read up about me. You can see who I am. It's called thesportsbrokers.com. You could go right to the website. Well, like I said, folks, tonight's play is going to be on me. So we're going to look at one game right here, Scoot, before I go.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm looking at the Buccaneers and the Falcons. This line opened up, Scoot, at 48. It's now down to 47, which I don't understand. I'm on all over the over 47 in this game. And I'll tell you why. Did you know that the NFC South, they have division games each year, and they play 12 games amongst each other. 11-1 to the over last year in 2024. Average score was 57.2 points per game combined for each one of those games. Not only that, the Buccaneers, when they play Atlanta, they're 9-1 to the over the last 9 years, averaging 56.4 points. And when Tampa play plays in a dome, they're 9-5 the last 24 games to the over. I don't know why this game is at 47. I like the over a lot. Don't be surprised, Scoot, if this game is like in the 30s at halftime, and before the third quarter is over, it's already over the 47.
Well, I'm so proud to have you. It's going to be fun to talk to you every week here, every Thursday. Kevin Todd, President and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, and they're turning outcomes into income. So it's a chance to make some money. No guarantees, but it's a chance to make some money. And the number, and this again, this is for the game tonight between the Eagles and the Cowboys. You know, we hate the Cowboys here. All right, the number is 888-320-7517.
That is correct, Scoot. Listen, I want to thank you so much for having me on your air each and every week for Thursday. I'm going to make all your listeners a lot of money. And like I said, folks, tonight I want to earn your business. Take advantage of the situation where I'm going to put money in your pocket first. Nobody in my industry does that. They want to tell you what they can do for you before they can prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you, and then you're going to be a client of mine. That's 888-320-7517. Go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com, and sign up, or you can opt in, and a broker will call you back. And don't forget, folks, over Buccaneers Falcons 47 is my personal free play to you.
All right, Kevin, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to the website, signing up, and I'm going to get the free pick tonight.
Scoot, you're the man.
All right, Kevin, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right, next Thursday we'll talk to Kevin Todd with thesportsbrokers.com. So let me give you the number again. 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. All right, take advantage of that free break, free pick tonight. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1959, there were a number of stabbing deaths. Two teenagers were stabbed by a 17-year-old, and there were other similar incidents in New York City. WCBS Radio in New York City, they were playing music at the time. It's a news talk station now, but they were playing music in 1959 because there was really only AM radio was popular back then. So that was a big music station, WCBS. So because of those stabbings, they decided to ban this song by Bobby Darin. The rendition of the song ended up winning 2 Grammy Awards, Record of the Year, Best New Artist of the Year, and it was inducted into the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress in 2016. Just a classic song, Mack the Knife. So this business about censoring something is not new, because this is 1959. There were some stabbing deaths of two teenagers and other violence in New York City involving knives, and so they decided to ban the song Mac the Knife, like that was going to stop the knife stabbings. I'm Scoot, and we're going to come back with some of your text messages on WWL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.